So a sower went out to sow some seeds. That might be the worst introduction to a story ever. Right? That's like a farmer went out to farm. An accountant went out to do some math. It's missing that, because that's not the point. If you have your Bibles, open them up. We're in Matthew 13. This is an incredible, incredible parable. Goes like this. A sower went out to throw some seeds. And some of them fell along a hard path, and the birds came down and ate them. Right, we can contextualize this. A farmer went out to plant a field in the back of a church, but he dumped all his seed on a parking lot, and the birds, geese, came and ate it and pooped everywhere. Right? You're catching the vibe. Jesus' disciples, we talked about this a little bit ago, talked to him about why did he teach like that, and Jesus explained why he taught him, and if you want more information on that, it's online 2 weeks ago. But in 13:19, check this out, Jesus explains what the birds meant. This is incredible. When anybody hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, then the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. That's what was sown along the path. See, there's times where we hear the word of God, we hear what God is doing, but it falls at this time, this place, where it's snatched away before we can actually even do anything with it. Are you with me? By the way, the word understand there, go ahead and click. It's super important. Understand is not a cognitive word. It's the difference between, anybody have a spouse that you have to ask them, are you listening? Yeah, I've learned if I ask that question differently, if I say, do any of you struggle to listen? Everybody shakes your head no. If I ever ask, does anybody have a spouse or a child that struggles to listen? I get amens. Right, other people, they have a hard time listening. Right? No, to understand, yes, the first step in understanding is wrapping your head around it. But to understand, you have to stand under. You right? To understand, there's a difference between understanding rain while you're standing under an umbrella and standing under the rain. There's a difference between knowing about and feeling it on your skin. And the question Jesus is pushing at here is sometimes the word of God goes out and we wrap our heads around it, but we don't step into it. And so it's snatched away before we can ever do anything with it. And if you were listening to this parable, and if you know parables, the question you should ask then is to stop and go, hey, when in my life, when I'm honest, when have I received God's word that way? When has there been things that it's been crystal clear in my mind, but I never stand under it, I never step into it, and then it's snatched away? Do you have those times in your life? See, a sower went out to sow some seeds, and the first ones, they fell among birds, and they were snatched away. A sower went out and he sowed some more seeds. I just have to pause for the Zoom people to see. That was an amazing move. See, the sower went out to sow some more seeds. He threw another handful, and they fell among rocks. They fell among these little pebbles, and they couldn't get their roots deep enough. Actually, let's look at scripture, because one of the things when you're doing parables is pay attention to the one-off words. Pay attention to the little teeny hints. See, in 13:5, it actually tells us, and other seeds fell on the rocky ground, and they didn't have much soil, and immediately they sprang up But because of no depth of soil, the sun rose and scorched him. Well, when Jesus explains what this means on the next page in 20:21, as for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Everybody say joy. Joy. Say woo. Woo. Right? They receive it with joy. Woo. But the roots don't go down. The roots don't go down, and stuff does. And the sun scorches it. Man, when in your life have you received God's words that way? Do you know anybody? Do you know anybody that they heard the word of God and they got super stoked? They got super high energy. It was smiles all the time. And they stepped into it. And then they took one to the jaw. Then it cost them something. And they walked away and they have nothing to do with their faith anymore. How about the thing? What's the thing? At camp, we get super excited and we make the, and we're woo! And then we go back to the rest of the world. And sometimes those promises we made back here are really, really hard to live out in the real world. This, by the way, is why I hate doing weddings. Should I admit that as a pastor? I hate doing weddings because at a wedding, it's all about joy. And they love each other. And they're excited to be married. And, woo, we're getting married and everybody's happy. And they make promises. And my prayer is always, I hope the roots are deep. Because I know whether the roots are deep or whether the roots aren't deep, in 6 months or a year, they're going to be sitting in my office. And the excitement and the joy that happened here, they're going to have those struggles because she deals with money one way and he deals with money the wrong way. Because he loads the dishwasher properly and she is a heathen. Right? When you hear the word of God, and you receive it with joy. But hopefully there's some roots, because if not, the sun's going to scorch it. Can you just stop and think for a second in your own life? In your own life, when you're hearing this parable, where have there been times like that in your own life? Where have you received a portion of God's word, and you were stoked, and then life happened? See, a sower... I don't want you middle folks left out. A sower goes out to sow some seeds. You caught one?
Yeah.
Awesome. Congratulations. You get the prize. It's another seed. Right. A sower goes out to sow some seeds. And when the sower sows those seeds, another chunk of the seeds, they fall on thorny ground. And when the seed comes up, it's choked out. And then Jesus explains... that part of the parable. Later, he says in verse 22, as for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word, and it proves fruitless. How about that one? By the way, pay attention. It's this deceitfulness of riches and the cares of this world. Those are the thorns. How many times has the word of God, you've heard it and you're excited about it, but once you realize what it costs, it gets a little scary. See, I know what God's word says about honesty. But if I live according to that, my profit margin is going to be a lot smaller on this business deal. Or sometimes it's even worse. I know what this friend is doing, but I know if it has this conversation. If I step into what God's calling, our relationship is going to be tense for a while. Man, how many times is that seed of God's word sown in my life? But the problems of this world just choke it out. And this is where, if you were to Google the parable of the sowers, it always goes this direction. And this is so wrong. Like, if I had power over the internet, I'd just destroy these. So what should we do as Christians? We prepare our hearts to be good soil. No, that's so missing the plot of this sermon. That's so missing the plot of the parable. That's not what Jesus is talking about. By the way, what email am I going to get on Monday? See, when you've been preaching as long as I know, you know when you preach, you think through what's the nasty gram you're going to get on Monday. What's going to be the takeaway that it wasn't your intended point, but it's the thing that everybody fixates on. Don't miss it. It's going to be, Pastor, you threw seeds. One got down my shirt. Did you consider peanut allergies? Yes, they're sunflower seeds. Actually, I didn't check that. Yeah, gluten-free, peanut-free. And by the way, there's eating instructions on the back of these. In case you didn't know, crack open shell, discard shell, enjoy the seeds. Those are the emails I'm going to get. Pastor, somebody could have put an eye out. To which I think, Christmas story. See, that's the point. That's the point of this parable. The nasty emails, the angry emails is the point of the parable. There is not a sower in the world. When Jesus is talking to the farmers, he's talking to people who farm, and they're saying, is he out of his mind? Who in their right mind would go sow seeds in those areas? Our back 40 is farmed. Not once has he dumped seed on the hard ground. No, because he knows that if he dumps the seed on the hard ground, it's probably not going to bear good fruit. If Ralph put a bunch of corn right there on the concrete, he knows the geese are going to eat it. See, that's the point. Oh, for note takers, sorry, put your money where their mouth is the point of the second seed. Are you gonna actually risk to do what you say you believe? Click to the next slide if you don't mind, Josh. Click to the next one. Sorry, I went way ahead. See, the point of this parable is the generosity of the sower. If you prefer, the foolishness of the sower. See, that's the whole point of this parable. Some of you, I know where you're at right now, is your questions actually asking, is that true? Is the cross, is Jesus' sacrifice that forgave me? When I just heard that, I can tell you 20 times where the birds snatched it away. I can tell you 50 times where it didn't get any roots. I can tell you stories of addiction, stories of pain, stories of hurt. God's word is crystal clear cognitively, but I hate standing under it, and I've walked away from it 5,000 times. Can God still love me? That would be foolish on God's part. Now you're catching the point of the parable. Yes. You've turned away 5,000 times. Let this be 5,001. You are forgiven. You are free. God's word is still being planted in your heart, in your soul, even when you've turned away a million times. You are still forgiven. You are still free. You are still washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. Period. Paid for. Done. Are you with me? That's the point of the parable. And then we look at the fourth seed. A sower went out to sow some seeds. And some fell among the birds, and some fell among the rocky path and the birds, some fell along the hard path, the birds, some fell along the rocks, Some fell among the thorns, but some fell among good ground. And this is where we know it's corn. Right? Remember, how does Jesus close the parable? Let him who has... So, some of you didn't laugh at that joke. Was it too corny? There's joy boxes by the door. No, see, that's what he's saying is that was a joke, by the way. We don't know what the seed was. The thing is, though, that's amazing with corn. I asked, one corn kernel that's planted gives you this enormous stalk, and you get one ear of corn off it. It's all that comes. One ear of corn off of every stalk. See, that's what Jesus is getting at here. It's the same way with pomegranates. You plant a pomegranate seed, you get one pomegranate tree, a whole bunch of fruit, but one tree. What Jesus is getting here is the generational matter of sowing the word. Jesus made 12 disciples, and those 12 disciples made 12 disciples, and they made disciples, and that's why we're here today. See, what we get at here is we look at the family tree of faith. And I want to encourage you, if you've been doing this thing, let the word be sowed this morning. Yes, you are forgiven, and you get to participate in sowing those seeds as well. Step one, and we'll get into this in the Berean text a little bit. Step one, actually stop and think, who sowed faith in your life? Who did you hear the word from? Who had the guts to preach it? And actually, I challenge you, take a minute, and if you can, say thank you. Tell them your story. But two, sit there and go, to actually stop and go, who am I discipling? Who am I pouring into? Who am I evangelizing? Who am I sowing these seeds to? And I want to warn you, while God is foolish in sowing, you shouldn't be. See, we take Bible is a Bible, oh anything. Take the whole thing. Jump back just a few verses. Go ahead and click, Josh. Matthew 7:6. I love this. It's another parable that Jesus tells when he's here doing his earthly ministry. He says, don't give dogs what is holy. Do not put your pearls before swine. Otherwise, they will turn and devour you, and you will be trampled. As you're thinking through this, I want to encourage you. We've done this weird thing with faith. Jesus says, when you make disciples, start in Jerusalem, where you are, where people are like you. But what we love to do when we're making disciples is we think of the other. We think of the person that we've self-defined as the person that's farthest from faith as possible. And that's how we decide to preach to. Don't do that. They'll turn and destroy you. I was talking to a guy this week, and he said, you know, I want to start a skateboard ministry. I want to reach out to punk skate kids. And he was in a suit and a tie. Nothing wrong with either one of these. But I said, really, why? And he goes, 'cause. And I said, well, did you skateboard as a kid? No. Do you like skate culture? No. I said, what do you think about people that ride skateboards? And he said, they need to be better. It's like, interesting. And then I asked him, just for giggles, I said, hey, a lot of skateboarders have tattoos. What do you think of tattoos? And he goes, Leviticus is clear. It's an abomination. I was wearing long sleeves when I asked that question. And I smiled. Because here's what I know. If that person goes to that culture for any reason other than love, other than I've received a gift and I want to give you a gift, that culture will turn and trample him. I've seen it happen so many times. Jesus warned us about it. Is that saying there's anything wrong with pigs? No, because I know people whose skateboarders are their community. They're their people. The question to ask is right now, where I'm at, who are the people who I already love, who I already care about, who already run in my circles that I can sow those seeds of the word in? See, don't mistake me. That doesn't mean you're guaranteed a harvest. there's still going to be times where those that are closest to us, those that are in our Jerusalem, the birds snatch it away. But I want to just stop and think for a second. When have you given God's word away this way? When have you shared it with those closest to you? Can you just imagine? Like literally, just stop and think for a second. If over the next year, you just made a list of 2-3 people. 2-3 people who you already knew, who were already like you, but who God was calling you to sow his word into. Man, how would that change the world? How would that change your schedule? How would that change Sunday mornings? What's that look like? As the band comes up, this is one of those I can't say thank you. But when I was 8, my parents went through a divorce. And man, I was a ticked, hard, angry kid. But my mom started going to church, and there was an old man, late 80s, early 90s. He actually had been diagnosed with cancer. It got so bad, he had a colostomy bag that he wore on his hip. But week after week after week, he just sat down with me. He'd take me to McDonald's, and he'd sow those seeds into me. Was I still an angry punk little kid? Most certainly. But man, if it wouldn't have been sown, did birds snatch that away? Did some of it not get roots? Most certainly. But if it wouldn't have been for him sowing back there, I wouldn't be here today. Who are those people for you? And who are those people God's calling you to pour into? Let's pray.